Good evening, everyone. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I'd like to welcome you to our Tuesday evening More Heart Than Talent Mindset Call. It's my absolute privilege to welcome you to our call. It's back-to-back weeks of exceptional entrepreneur success coaches, inspirational speakers, and just first-class interviewees. Tonight, I have the distinct privilege of interviewing Alexis Romano, who many of you have been watching in social media, the internet world. Some of you have had the privilege of being mentored or in her team. She is my featured guest this evening. Alexis, do I have you on the line this evening?
Yes, you do, Jeff.
How are you, Alexis?
I am fantastic. Thank you for having me on the call.
You are welcome. I'm going to cover a few quick announcements, and we'll move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. We had a resounding record downloads last week after the Dr. Joe Dispenza call. For those of you who did not have the opportunity to hear that podcast, you can definitely download that or listen to it at www.calls.goldenmastermind.com, Podomatic.com. It is an absolute first-class interview. We were having people listening to it 3, 4, and 5 times. I am going to be bringing Dr. Joe Dispenza to the East Coast, not in 2015, but a date to mark is March 19th, 2016. Alexis Romano and I will be hosting him on the East Coast, and we will give you the venue day. It'll be a one-day event with Alexis, Joe Dispenza, and myself. And Dr. Joe is in such demand that he does not have one open date in 2015, and it is only the end of March. So that shows you the kind of demand he has created. For those of you who are on tonight's call, thank you for showing up. This call is officially being recorded. We'll be available for playback tomorrow at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Standard. And you can find that once again at calls, calls.goldenmastermind.com. This Saturday, we have a standing room only event in Weehawken, New Jersey. And this is almost where it all began, because I'll give you a little insight tonight where it did all begin, my first event that I ever did with Alexis. But Weehawken has been a standing event for Alexis and I for the last 3 years. We've officially outgrown the building. We will be leaving the building. This will probably be the last event in Weehawken because they do not have the room to support the audience. Now, when I say standing room only, all the tickets are sold. We'll still sell a few tickets, but I definitely recommend you get there early. Seats will be in high demand if you want front row seats. Joe DiBianca and Joe Alonzo will be working the door. They'll be sure to take care of you early Saturday morning. That is a 9-4 event with an all-star lineup, myself, Alexis Romano, C.G. Siddons, and other speakers who will be in the audience that you'll be able to connect with. So that will be that'll be a world-class event for you, 2015. Saturday, April 4th, I'll be in Los Angeles, California. April 11th, Cleveland, Ohio. I want to thank Cindy Walter. That will be a fabulous event. Cindy is hosting me for the first time ever in Cleveland. Also, I want to backtrack here in L.A., another all-star lineup of speakers. That will be Crystal Lowry, Tara Romano, Brittany Cara, Dr. Adam Scheck, and myself, Jeffrey Combs. That is a power-packed lineup from 9 until 4. April 18th, Alexis and I will be in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, fabulous location, right on the beach. Like, you out the front door of the hotel, and the beach is right across the street. That is Fort Lauderdale, Florida, at the Hilton. Carlotta Davis and I will be in Houston, Texas. That'll be the first time I've been in Houston in the last 7 years. May 2nd, Long Island. May 9th, Philadelphia. May 30th, I just changed the venue to Boston, Massachusetts, at a fabulous hotel at Logan Airport in Boston, the Hilton. June 6th, Norwalk, Connecticut. I did rearrange that date. That was originally the 27th. Because of a conflict with schedules, I moved that to June 6th. And June 20th, Spartanburg, South Carolina. Now, those are a few of the one-day events that I will be hosting, speaking, sharing the carpet and stages with many exceptional entrepreneurial speakers, internet marketers, real estate professionals and many, many other people can give you great insight. If you're serious about taking yourself and your game, your enterprise, your multiple streams of income to the next level, I have coached over 9,000 plus clients, over 50,000 plus hours. Many of you in the audience this Saturday, I will have the privilege of collaborating with you over the last 4 years. Many of you I've had the privilege of coaching one-on-one. You are one of the 9,000 clients I've coached, over 50,000 hours. I routinely have a 12 to a 14-week waiting list. So if you want to take advantage of that one-on-one, you can contact me at 209-932-0227. On April 12th and April 19th, I go into full production mode as Chris Schar and myself spent the last year putting together the website that I have. On April 12th and April 19th, I will begin the filming for two of my newest products that I will be releasing online. I'll be releasing the first coaching certification program that I've ever offered, and that will be a whole series of videos that will assist you to become a certified coach. I will be in a process of certifying you. I will eventually host a 2.5-day event for all of my coaches who have been certified in beautiful Stockton, California. And it will be a great event for you to really learn how to take your coaching skills, your mentoring skills, how to create a mastermind alliance to the next level. And I will also have an online coaching program for people who want to start with some video coaching with me. So I will be releasing that this June and July. With that, we're going to move into the inspirational portion of tonight's call. I am absolutely inspired for tonight's guest. This woman has been a very, very dear friend of mine for going on 4 years. Our four-year anniversary is right around the corner. I have absolutely seen Alexis Romano reinvent herself, take not only her game to the next level, but many, many exceptional people in her circle of influence have become multiple six-figure income earners in record time. Alexis is one of the top 10 income earners in a soon-to-be billion-dollar company. And a little context, I met Alexis in June 30th, 2011, a Susan Sly event, and I've had the privilege of watching her just unequivocally be one of the top women in network marketing and direct sales. For the past 5 years, Alexis Romano has coached, inspired, and motivated hundreds of people and assisted many to transform their lives, not only physically, but financially, emotionally, and spiritually. She has replaced her six-figure income as a high school counselor for over 20 years and assisting others on her team and other entrepreneurs across the world to break through. She is now a seven-figure income earner in network marketing, direct sales, a multi-business owner. She's also an exceptional real estate investor and a gym owner. She also has great inspirational online products, and she'll give you some insight on how you can take advantage of some of her training courses that are changing people's lives at the end of the call. My privilege to have Alexis Romano on tonight's call. How are you, Alexis?
I'm fantastic, Jeff. Thank you so much.
Great to have you on tonight's call. Where it all began. Do you remember where it all began for you and I, Alexis?
Yes, I do, Jeff. Fort Lee, New Jersey.
Fort Lee, New Jersey, your very first event that you attended after you had hired me to be your coach in October. It was October 30th. It was the day of Halloween, 2011. Now, that is less than 4 years. Alexis, what has happened to you? I'm going to ask a big question. I'll let you condense it. What has happened to you in the last little less than 4 years as a multiple business owner?
What has happened to me, Jeff, is quite incredible. It's hard to explain, but I'm going to do my best. 4 years ago, I was in a place where I was pretty stuck in my business. I was really unhappy in my profession after 20 years. It was probably the last 5 years were probably the most miserable years of my career. And I listened to a podcast where you were on with Susan Sly, and I'm the type of person who does not need a lot of fluff. I need someone to get to the point with me so that I could, you know, move forward. And I went to see you at Syracuse, and I felt that I deserved to hire you, and that's really how everything changed for me.
And that was a great event that I had the privilege of meeting you at. And at that point, you were a high school guidance counselor. You reached the top of your profession. You had a master's degree. You had reached a six-figure income, which is not really common for high school teachers. As a matter of fact, I've had the privilege of coaching Ivy League teachers, and many teachers in that profession seldom ever reach six figures because you are that kind of person who really strives for excellence. You had reached the top of your profession. And how were you feeling about that profession when you hired me to be your coach?
Jeff, I had anxiety coupled with depression on a daily basis, especially Sundays.
Because Monday mornings it was commute time to a job that was no longer inspiring you. Now, I recall well, it wasn't the profession of teaching, it was the politics and then the people that you were teaching with. And you were so inspired, you had told me that you were going to do whatever was required to be able to quit your job. What were some of the biggest obstacles and some of the biggest anxieties that you faced when you started to consider leaving the comfort of a job that had no longer served you? Because I remember well some of the statements you used to say to me back in early or late 2011 as you went into 2012.
Well, one in particular was I did not want to lose my pension and my health benefits because we're taught, we're so conditioned that we get a job, especially a state job and a high school counselor for, you know, over 20 years, you're going to have this great pension and you're going to have your health benefits for the rest of your life. And I actually never really used my health benefits, so I don't know what I was holding on to. And then when I broke it down my pension now, it was quite ridiculous that you would hold on to something that would keep you so stuck and unhappy. But that's one of the fears that I had that really kept me in that job.
And in your particular business, you know, many people want to be in this perfect place in a business. And in all network marketing companies, they have pay plans. All pay plans have their certain situations. You are not in the most ideal position in the particular pay plan in your particular company. In a binary, you are in a position called an inside leg. Now, share with the folks what that means, an inside leg, and what you did about where you were in that company. You also did not have top-tier support. Susan Sly was not your mentor. You were leveraging Susan from afar. And you were really relegated to building your team on your own. Can you share with the listeners what that was like back in 2010 and 11?
Absolutely, Jeff. Well, an inside leg, meaning I had no volume coming up from above me. But I did not know what that meant, so I never questioned about where my placement was. I was told you build two strong teams, and that's how the business works. And so when people saw me building my business, I had several people in my upline, Carol Taylor, Dennis, Mark, reaching down to me, Cameron Howard, reaching down and saying, we're here to help you. And I had no idea what I was doing. But I never questioned an inside leg because I didn't understand what that meant.
And Alexis, in my career as a network marketer, a direct salesperson, the term put people underneath me, that never happened to me. I never had one person stacked, placed, given, grandfathered, granted, top of a pay plan, founder's position. I never had any of that. I never had a superstar upline or superstar mentor. I always felt that the company was good enough that I could succeed in it. I'm like you. I went to the events, the rallies, the conventions. Back in my era, there was no such thing as personal coaches. Our phone bills were routinely anywhere from $2,000 to $4,000 a month. We did not have the internet that so many people are really capitalized on today. And I just did what was required just like you did. And that's one of the reasons that I respect you so much, because as long as I have coached you, you never once complained to me. You are definitely a woman who is a producer. You're highly productive. You are also a very skilled multitasker. Now, you have the ability to focus, and this is one of the situations that separates you from many, many people in the world. You're very methodical, you're systematic, you're detailed and organized. Can you share with some of the people on tonight's call the importance of being able to really run a business from your home, have some organizational skills, and be able to get focused? And because what is going on in the world of network marketing? Can you share with the folks a little bit about the system you created that is so simple that many people on your team are following it straight to six figures in 12 months, 18 months, and 24 months?
Absolutely, Jeff. So, you know, life is complicated enough. And we, you know, for me, it's about keeping everything so simple that I could focus in on my business no matter what is happening around me. So, you know, I've had obstacles and I've had challenges. Like you said, I'm not one to complain, because for me, it's what is that going to resolve? It's not going to resolve anything. So you always talk about living in the solution, not in the problem. And I knew that I had a goal to get to, and I was going to do whatever it took to get to that goal. And I was going to sacrifice, and, you know, I had conversations with friends and family to let them know what I was doing. And it wasn't about, you know, locking myself in a room and, you know, going crazy and doing this in fear and anxiety. It was truly just a focused, you know, production. It was just production. No matter what time of the day it was, whatever time I had while I was still at work and doing other things that I was still doing, I was just focused on what that specific goal was going to be. And I was so unhappy in my job that it was my priority.
That was your compelling reason to succeed. When you say you're unhappy, what does that mean? Because you had reached the top of your profession. You had a master's degree. I mean, you really paid the price. You put yourself through college the good old-fashioned way by waitressing, owning a cleaning business. I mean, you're a very industrious woman. That's one of the situations I respect the most about you. You were a part-time business owner, also waitress, put yourself through college. Why would you want to leave after you'd reached the top of your profession?
Because there's nothing worse than being unhappy on a daily basis and knowing that you deserve so much more. And I had the worst vice principal that I could have ever experienced in all of my career. And I just wasn't going to tolerate it anymore. It wasn't the life that I wanted.
Alexis, people see you today, and I read your bio. It says now a seven-figure income earner. I also added many of your other attributes that were not in your biography. Incidentally, thank you for having a great biography. It was very short and right to the point. Sometimes I get them, they're three or four pages, and yours is, your biography is just a lot like the way you live. You're very simple, you're very practical, methodical, systematic, and you get it done. You're really, you represent fanfare for the common woman, because you were that woman who has had just tremendous results in a very short period of time. That's what many people think. So you have a lot of glory, but there's a story that allowed you to get there. Can you share with the folks just a little bit about what has happened to you in the last couple of years and how you've taken your game from being a high school guidance counselor and then having a daily system? What is it like to be Alexis Romano on a daily basis?
Well, there's nothing glamorous. There's no bells and whistles, although people may think there are. I still live my life in a very simplistic manner. I go to the gym. I do things that I love to do, but I'm still building my business. But it was not an overnight success, and I always tell people, and, you know, it took me 6 years, and it took me 2 years to make $500 a week, Jeff, and that's when I met you, because I thought there has to be something more to this business than me just making $500 a week, although I was happy with making the extra money, because any extra money was extra money to me. So, but I knew that there was more to it, because I would go to the events, I would go listen to the podcast, and I would watch other people have this great success, and I thought, I have to figure out what that is in order to get to the next level. And that's really, it took me 2 years to be in that same position, making $500 a week, and I don't think people realized how long it took me, and I was still willing to put in the time. And so the compound effect, as you always say, happened when I changed my mindset and I started to attract different people into my business. It wasn't the same people that I was working with when I had first started, where I created a lot of chaos and I wanted everyone in my business. And you know, now you've taught me to qualify people for my business, for my time. And that's what's changed for me.
Now, people that don't know you personally, that have read your articles in Networking Times and have seen some of your Facebook posts and follow you and follow some of your business pages and don't know the real Alexis Romano, they're starting to understand that there's nothing really unique about what you do on the outside. It's really who you've become on your inside. It's that compounded effect has been created by how disciplined you are. So people go, well, oh, Alexis, you're a real estate investor. You're a gym owner. You're traveling America and the world. I mean, they see the glory, but the real inner game, the real story was created by your discipline. And this is what really creates what's unique about you. And incidentally, you hired me at the same time that three other exceptional women that I've had the privilege of coaching, that would be your sister Tara Romano, who is a fantastic woman who also went on to become a seven-figure income earner, a young woman that both you and Tara have mentored, who also has now become a mentoree to hundreds, that is C.G. Siddons, and then Jennifer Trinkner. All four of you women hired me at almost the exact same time, 2011. I've had the privilege watching all of you really rise to what many people would call fame. I know that you and I both have talked about that, how other people like to put the tag famous on us. But what is the difference between what you do and what many other people have done? Why have you been able to rise to where you are at the top of your profession in a company that's about to become a billion-dollar company in an industry that's created more millionaires and more millionaires than any industry in the history of the world? How did you get there?
Consistency and persistence.
You know, I used to get asked that question in the late 90s. I was the number one income earner in a company, and they would ask me the same question every time. How did you? How did you? How did you? And sometimes it would baffle me back then because I would tell people I just did it. But there's more to it. And sometimes it is challenging to explain how the compounded effect happens, how you have a quantum leap, how the breakthrough factor happens. There's more to it than going to the seminars, the rallies, the conventions. Now, you paid the price by going to those. I'll never forget. I remember when that long ago you went to one of your company's events with one person. That was less than 3 years ago. You took C.G. Siddons to an event, and that year, though, was your breakthrough year, 2013. What is it that you really do that separates you from average people?
Jeff, I'm very consistent and I'm very persistent, and I do the same thing on a daily basis. I have my daily method of operation, like you always talk about, and it hasn't changed. It's just I've gotten better. I've gotten more skilled. I've learned to organize and structure my time even more so that I can now fit in other things. But I really keep things simple. I see people post all these fancy planners, and I always say to myself, my gosh, if anyone saw my planner, they would say, this woman makes seven figures. It's so simple. It's just a notebook, a leather notebook, and I just really keep it so simple because it's what works, and complicating it just complicates your business, complicates your life, complicates your whole entire day.
I know exactly what you mean. Right on my desk is a 2015 at a glance. That's a brand. It's a black spiral notebook that's broken down by the hours from 5 o'clock in the morning till 9 o'clock in the evening. And my at a glance is filled with handwritten black ink with a cross pen. Every hour is filled out for about the next 10 weeks. And I mean, I can account for my time as I know you do. Now, one of the situations that happened is what came together, and I watched this. I witnessed you become a successful brander and a very skilled recruiter. You went from enroller to a very skilled recruiter, and then in the same time, your attractor factor changed. I used to spend time with you creating a profile of the ideal candidate, and those candidates began to show up in the form of Joe Alonso, Don Ferrantino, Stephanie Locariccio, George and Elaine. I mean, the laundry list goes on. I mean, you were able to recruit, and that's a key word, not enroll, not sign up, but you became a very skilled recruiter and created duplication. Now, I'm going to preface this, Alexis. You had no system when I met you. Do you remember this?
Yeah, I do.
I wouldn't say you were all over the map, and it's not that you didn't know what you were doing. You didn't know how to do it. And you weren't flailing around. It was starting to happen. I could tell you were well on your way to somewhere between $2,000 to $5,000 a month. And I used to put energy into provoking you into taking a good look at how and when you were going to quit. But the key component I saw is how you began to simplify your business from your home, and it really started to happen for you. And it really started with your sister. Can you share a little bit about how you and your sister started to create that synergy that then created the group that has now created multiple six-figure income earners, and people are breaking records in your team? I mean, you have people that are rank advancing. They're really crushing it. How did you and your sister create this team synergy that is now the team that you have today?
Well, I love talking about my sister because we are so very different, but our work ethics are the same. My sister is probably one of the hardest working women you'll ever meet. And, you know, I think in her mind, she thinks everybody works the way she does because it just comes natural. It's just what she does. So we worked well together, yet, you know, we don't work the same, but we have the same path. So, you know, she came into this business kicking and screaming, but I knew that my sister would be successful because it's just who she is.
What was she doing as a career when you initially, and this is what you did, you signed her up back then. She wasn't really that receptive, but you were able to, through sisterly pressure and sisterly love, seduce her into joining you. What was she doing in that point in her career?
It was bartending, and she was a fitness instructor.
But do you remember where she was bartending?
School. She was bartending at a restaurant in Asbury or Long Branch, somewhere down there in the beach area.
And when she hired me, she had just quit. She had poured her last cocktail. She had committed to me in 2011 she would never pour another drink to a customer again. Now, she has actually lived up to that declaration. So how did you and her create the team that you have today? Because it really started, and I remember this, I saw it start to happen in the summer of 2012. You took a leave of absence, if I'm correct. Is that correct, back in the spring of 2012?
Yes.
You bought yourself a little bit of time. That was a smart move. You had the time coming. Now, you and your sister, here's what I saw happen. In a six-month period, this is where it all came together. Between June and when the hurricane happened, December 12th, you hosted an event in Weehawken, New Jersey. We had the smaller room, first floor of the Sheraton. Susan Sly spoke. That was October 2012. You quit your job in June, and between those 7 months is where the nucleus happened. What was a routine day like for you and your sister back in that time frame?
Well, it was morning until night. It was working my business from morning to night. Of course, there's non-negotiables. I still went to the gym. I still took care of my health, but it was morning to night. It was, after taking my leave, I remember having anxiety about just thinking that I might have to go back to work. And I just remember, and I don't even know if I told you this, Steph, because it just came back to me the other day, that I remember they wanted me to go to this facility in order for me to save my benefits. And I walked in and I thought to myself, there is no way I'm putting myself through this just for my benefits. I'm so much better than this. It was a bad experience. And that was when I decided I can't go back. I'm going to retire and I'm just going to build my business and build it. Wasn't fear and anxiety, because I just knew that it was going to happen. I didn't know how it was going to happen. I just knew it would.
So now let's go back to what you just said. You didn't know how, you knew it would. What does that mean when you say that?
It was my gut that I knew that anything I put my mind to was always going to happen. It's just how I operate.
If you were going to tell someone, if someone listening tonight, how they could get to that state, that's a mindset where you won't be denied. How can someone on tonight's call who's living in doubt, who's uncertain, who may not be in an ideal relationship, may not have the ideal circumstances, doesn't have the financial resources, has stories and excuses about why they can't, what advice would you give someone who's listening to you, someone who's been through where they were once?
Personal development. I mean, I've been doing personal development since my 20s, and it hasn't changed. It's a journey. It doesn't stop. And so I've learned a lot about myself. I've changed a lot. I got rid of the things that didn't serve me, and you know, I just continuously work on myself. No matter what my situation is, I'm always going to focus in on what's going to serve me best rather than keep me in that state of fear and chaos and anxiety, because it keeps you paralyzed. And that just, everything else falls to the wayside.
You have also become a first-class mentor. Many of the associates in your team have gone on to become six-figure income earners in a two-year period. You are absolutely blazing a trail and setting a pace in your company, who absolutely is just having great success. You were one of the women who created that wave. You were part of the component of a group of women who, in about a four-year period, were very instrumental in your company going to where it is today. I mean, there's some people that have really had quantum leaps. So in the old days of network marketing, in my era, it was very common to actually even go bankrupt. You could go bankrupt in a very short period of time because of long-distance bills, cost of leads, the way business was done, renting hotels, renting offices, having leases. So that's the dinosaur era of network marketing. Now, as you are watching, you're witnessing people in your team like Heather Wood, and you've seen other women in your team who, in a very short period of time, Desiree Caluzzi, and women who've joined your team and in less than a year become six-figure income earners. You watch Don Ferrantino, who's one of your high school friends, become a six-figure income earner while she had a job. Now, that just didn't happen in my era, Alexis. Back when Jimmy Smith and Susan Sly were in network marketing back in the late 90s, and in the early 90s when I started, that just never happened. It was not possible to make a six-figure income part-time while you had a job. It just didn't happen. You are watching people do it now. How are they doing it in your team?
Well, just...
Is that one of those questions you can't answer?
It's one of the questions I can't answer. I just think that everyone realizes it's much easier to keep things simple than to complicate it.
Can you speak up just a little and say that again? That is definitely recorded material.
I said it's much easier for people. Now people realize it's easier to keep things simple than to complicate it, and I think that just allows people for more success. I mean, we don't have, you know, I'm pretty confident that I'm a knowledgeable woman, and I have intelligence, but I don't have to let my ego get in the way to show my expertise in all areas. I want people to succeed. I want people to have the success that I'm having, and I feel the only way that that's going to happen is to keep it simple.
And I'll tell you how simple I know you keep it. Never once have I ever heard you say, I can't wait to be on that stage. I can't wait to walk that stage. I can't wait to be a speaker on that stage. I can't wait to be a coach. You are someone who is egoless. I have watched you. You're unequivocally are one of the probably the top five humblest human beings I've ever seen. You have never once craved to be on that stage, yet your results did the talking for you, and now companies and your company is consistently asking you to speak. And I know that's not really, hasn't been your niche. Your niche has been production, but you've become a very effective speaker. Why didn't you focus on being on the glamour portion of the stage? Why did you focus on what you focus on?
Because it's going to get me the results that I'm looking for. And I mean, we've had this conversation when I first started coaching with you. I'm a shy person. I don't like the spotlight. I don't even like to get my picture taken. So for those people who are listening, it's very uncomfortable for me. But I don't require that, and I know that some people do, and there's nothing wrong with it. But for me, it's not what I require in my life. I just want to be at peace and have calmness in my life, and my business is that's the way I like to build my business, and so I don't need that spotlight.
All right, so that is one of the most unique qualities that I've also found in you. And a couple of other women that I've coached, specifically Jennifer Trinkner, neither one of you get rattled. Now, that is a really key quality. And you're like anyone. You've had challenges. You had to overcome situations. You had a challenging job. You went off the cliff without a net. But one of the most inspiring characteristics that I see in you is how calm you stay. Now, I know you have occasional challenges, but how were you able to stabilize your emotional state, even though you didn't have a net, you didn't have a husband who was going to cover you or a family who was going to cover your back. I mean, you were out on your own. How are you able to stabilize your anxiety in that situation? Then even in life, you're not someone who reacts. You're very skilled at responding. Can you give people insight on how to be in that emotionless space where you're not attached to the outcome, where you can stay focused and simple?
Wow, that's a great question.
This is another one of those questions, isn't it?
It is another one of those questions.
But the reason asking you this, this isn't obvious. This doesn't have to be asked perfectly. But a lot of people, they go, oh, God, I want Alexis to inspire me. I want Alexis to jack me sideways. Oh, I want Alexis to motivate me. Just tell me how, Alexis. But that's really not who you are. You're a lot like me. You're simple. You're methodical. You're practical. You're fanfare for the common woman. You're not looking for the medals or the adoration. You are really about the production. How can someone be in the relaxed state that you're in if they're sitting at home going, oh, my God, I'm overwhelmed. I can't get my car in the garage. My refrigerator is falling apart. It has so much stuff in it. How can someone that's in that extreme get to where you are in less than 1 year?
Well, if someone's in that fight or flight mode, it's not going to happen. And it's not going to be enjoyable. It's going to be a painful experience throughout the whole process. And at some point, you're going to have to change. And you're going to have to do a lot of soul searching. I mean, I bring it back to personal development. You know, I started personal development at a very young age because of challenges and obstacles that I was going through in my own life. And I wanted more. I didn't want to feel the way I felt. And so I would read books. I would listen to CDs. I would go to, you know, personal development seminars and listen to spiritual speakers. It was what I required to do to have a better life for myself, to get more grounded, to have, you know, more peace in my life so that all of those other things, they just don't matter anymore. It just doesn't matter, because what matters is being at peace and being happy. And if you're in that fight-flight mode, wondering, you know, if this is going to happen and that's going to happen, and, you know, so, you know, the sky's going to fall and I could get hit by a car. Well, so many things can happen. You're going to attract them because what you focus on expands. And so if I'm going to choose to focus on something, it's going to be something that's going to serve me and not something that's going to keep me paralyzed. And I think when you're in that state, nothing can get done. Absolutely nothing. You can't even take care of your family when you're in that paralyzed state because everyone's affected by it.
Alexis, that's great insight. And, you know, you really overcome a lot of challenges from your past. You are, just like I said, you're one of the most focused women, you and Susan Sly, I have ever met. Now, I'm watching you do some of the same situations I watched Susan do in about her seventh and eighth year in the industry. You really understand the inner game. You're in a place now where you've not only succeeded, but you've arrived. You're in a place where you have become a master mentor. You're someone who people not only aspire to be, they're willing to pay money for you to coach them. If you ever wanted to coach, you could name your price. But here's what I want you to assist them with. There's a place in an emotional state where you have to be able to silence the inner critic and silence the noise. And you're a woman who absolutely has mastered it. And you're a woman who also is, like I said, your attractor factor. You attract exceptional people. It wasn't always like this. So in the early days, you used to say, I'm in a lot of chaos. I'm sabotaging my business. But now, 8 years into the industry, you understand the inner game. Can you give people tips on what is really required to be a professional network marketer rather than an average hobby seeker? And that's what, unfortunately, many people are. They have a hobby and they stay average. Now, you've become a professional. What insight would you give someone on how to take their business to a professional status so they can have the kind of results you have had in the next 2-3 years?
Well, a few tips, Jeff, would be, you're required to step out of your comfort zone. I mean, I tell people all the time, this entire business is me out of my comfort zone. People who have known me when I was, younger know that this is totally out of my comfort zone. So if you're not willing to do that, then you're going to hinder your business. Being organized and structured. You can't build a business in chaos. And when you're overwhelmed, then everything around you, is bigger than it really is. Just really learning the skills of network marketing. I mean, most of us were employees, and so we have that employee mentality like you talk about all the time. So learning the skills is something that is required to build a business. It's no different than any other business. You wouldn't open up a restaurant not knowing anything about how to run a restaurant. You would learn the skills of managing and running a restaurant. So why network marketing is any different, just because it's such a low cost to get in and anybody can do it and there's no real qualifications. Well, that's what our job is to really qualify people to partner with for our business so we have that solid foundation. And so if it doesn't happen overnight, it will eventually happen as you get more skills.
What would you say was your most challenging moment in the last 7 years of your life as a businesswoman owning 3 different businesses? Now, just so people understand on tonight's call, you are a gym owner, not just a little tiny gym. You own a real gym in Hoboken. I've had the privilege of being there. A full-scale gym that requires employees. You also own multiple properties in real estate and constantly are in motion creating new transactions as a real estate investor. Then you own a multiple 7-figure business. Now, this didn't happen overnight. What were the most challenging, either the or one of the most challenging moments you faced as a businesswoman that you may have even considered quitting at some point in the darkest, darkest corners of your conscious unconscious?
I think for the most challenging is understanding that people don't operate the same way I do. And I think that's one of my biggest challenges, or was one of my, well, still is at times, that people, your expectations of people are sometimes different than what's given. So
do you remember early in our coaching career, you would say, what's wrong with these people? And I would go, they're humans. And you would go, I don't get it. And I would go, you have to. Your livelihood depends on it. Do you remember these conversations?
I so remember that, Jeff. And every time I say it every once in a while, and I remember, you saying that to me, you have to get it. You have to get it. And
here was your favorite word you used to say. They're so annoying. You said it with a Jersey accent. Annoying.
Yes, he used to make fun of my accent.
Well, that's because you were good at couldn't and shouldn't. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
That was awesome. But remember that when you used to let it get to you a little back then?
Yes.
But now you understand the inner game. You understand the law of averages. You understand predictability. But because you were new at it, this is when you were flailing around. It's like you were blindfolded with the sword trying to cut the orange off the tree.
Yes, absolutely. I remember it like it was yesterday. And now I just learned to read people a lot better, and I can see what people, are about to do before they even do it. I can, the words, their language, I'm able to just read people a lot better so that I could, you know, cut my time in half rather than take it away from someone who deserves my time.
Now, see, that's a key component. I believe what you're saying is you learn to devote your time and energy where it's deserved, not where you can be disappointed. And that's a whole skill to understand. Now, that also doesn't mean you're prejudging people. It means that you learn to read the signs. You can hear the twig snap in the forest. It means that you understand predictability. How does it feel to be able to look at your team and see you have at least 10, and probably more than that, at least 10 people in your circle of influence that are achieving six figures. You have a few that are achieving multiple six figures, well over $500,000 a year. What does it feel like to look over the landscape of free enterprise and say, wow, I had a hand in this?
It's amazing to watch. It's rewarding. It's amazing. I always say it's like when I used to be a teacher and a student would come back and say, you changed my life. And now it's just in a different capacity. But it just brings me such joy to watch my entire team, you know, excited and passionate and creating this life that they've, you know, people have only dreamed of. And it's just incredible to watch. I mean, my family, my friends, new friends, old friends, it's just incredible.
Well, here's a perfect case in point. I had the privilege of watching you collaborate with two women who really broke through, not only your sister Tara, which we covered, but Dawn Ferrantino, who you went to high school with, who was a mother of two, had a full-time career in accounting, and you and I got to watch Dawn have a $100,000 a year part-time with a full-time career with two sons that were accomplished baseball players. She did it. And I know that gave you great satisfaction. I also had the privilege of watching you do a lot of personal mentoring, and you became a real mentor to C.G. Siddons. What was that like to watch C.G., who was not an overnight success? I coached her for 13 months. She never made more than $1,000 in those 13 months. I know that she, you know what's unique about her, she never complained to you or me. What's it like to watch two people like Dawn and C.G. go on to become multiple six-figure income earners, and soon they'll be millionaires in your company? What's that been like to be a part of that success?
Well, they're both amazing women, and Dawn is, to me, is like a super mom. I mean, it's such a breath of fresh air to know that if I ask her to help out with something, I don't even have to think twice about it. It's going to get done, and it's going to get done 10 times over. She's just so effective and efficient. And to watch her from our first conversation where she was going to block me on Facebook if I asked her to sell anything, to her making, you know, multiple six figures I just always knew that she had it in her. She just didn't know it at the time. And so to watch her is just, it's incredible. She's turned into just an amazing leader. And I mean, C.G. is just, I mean, she's just...
All right, spend a couple minutes on her, because you and I and your sister, C.G. was a very unique woman. We really watched her go from struggling businesswoman, who actually was a great writer. She had a lot of skills. She was one of those people that she required some belief from all three of us, and we have watched her. Now, she has become the mentor to many mentorees. I mean, she has absolutely crushed it in the last 2 years, and you had a big hand in that. On two different occasions, C.G. was one of your only people that went to a major event with you. What was that like to watch her?
C.G. is an old soul, so C.G. never complains. She's never complained about her business, even if she wasn't making any money. She just continued to do whatever was required. She's always willing to work on herself. No matter what, she will come to every event. She hired you. She'll do whatever it takes in order to be a better person and grow as a human being. And so to watch her go from, I remember where I was standing when she quit her bartending job, and she was a certain amount of cycles she was going to quit. And, you know, I remember having the conversation with her, and, you know, after that, I'm speechless to watch her. I mean, 31 years old to be, you know, almost a millionaire in this industry is just incredible. And she's just such a talented writer. She has a way with words. I mean, she's pretty.
Well, Thatcher, when she hired me, she was cycling one time a week and didn't even know she was getting paid. That's the context of where she's come from. And I mean, because she wasn't really that serious about the business. She was friends with you and Tara. She went from being a friend to a mentor, where she's a top-tier speaker in her company. Now, the reason this is important is so that anyone on tonight's call understands that you can be it. It's not doing it. It's the person you become. And as you're being you, the real you, as you begin to let go of your analytical, egoic mind, as you begin to let go of the anxiety, remember some of the anxieties you were in, Alexis, oh my God, I'm not sure if I can put myself out there. Remember that?
Yes, I do.
What are people going to think? And I would go, you used to go, what are people going to think? I go, name one person. And then you would donut, meaning your mouth would open, you couldn't recall anyone. And what are people going to think of me? And I go, what people? And then you would get it, you would grasp it. So that's it. So I could ask you 10,000 questions, but here's a couple of real key ones as we start to wrap up the call. The two of the most important components in a leverage business, especially where you create a compounded effect, is who I attract. And who you attract is a direct reflection of your innovation. One of the most impressive attributes that you have created is your ability to create leads. And you went from, like I said, being a high school teacher to being absolutely a top-tier rock star brander where leads come to you. But what many people don't know is how innovative and creative you became with some of your lead generation campaigns. Out of cold markets, out of email campaigns, you were able to recruit several women who went on to become six-figure income earners. Can you share a little bit about the most difficult aspect of the business, lead generation, but your own interpretation of how important it is to be creative and innovative when it comes to your own lead generation?
Absolutely, Jeff. I mean, you know, leads is how we create our income. So, you know, for me it was always having to think outside the box, you know, not knowing anything about network marketing, and then when I started to get a grasp on, you know, leads is everything. So, you know, I had 3 to 5 lead sources. And in the beginning, I literally hit the streets. And I'm not even joking, hit the streets. I went to every, you name it, every business. I spoke to everybody in Jersey City and Hoboken without fail, and actually a lot of fail. But I
You even spoke
because
to the ghost of Frank Sinatra, didn't you?
I spoke to anyone who would listen to me. I wanted to be that person.
Do you remember that guy? Remember that time you and I were in Hoboken? That guy was playing on the street by himself. He was drinking Boone's Farm.
Yes, I do remember him.
I asked him if he could play Hendrix, Jimi Hendrix, Purple Haze. Did you recruit him?
No, he was not qualified for me.
I knew you'd say that he didn't qualify for a time. Now, if he would have been in sobriety, you would have recruited him.
Perhaps I would have. But I did a lot to create leads. I went to networking events. But I also, you know, I used a network of health coaches. And, you know, it was cold market. But I knew I had a connection, and I knew I had something to offer people. So it never felt, I didn't care what people thought when they got the email, because I was going to change somebody's life with that email. So there was no attachment. It was really just, you know, I was very consistent, and I had a system for sending the emails out, and now I look back at how the email went, but I always spoke from my heart. It was never a cheesy, you know, email or inbox, but I've got more skills at it now, and I always got whoever answered my email on the phone as quickly as I possibly could, because I didn't want to go back and forth via email or Facebook or text messaging. I just wanted to speak to the person so that they could hear my voice.
You've also become a closer. Early in your career, you did a lot of talking. Do you remember that era?
Yes.
Where you used to talk to people and you would talk to people, but you've gotten not only have you become better, you're one of the best. You're very skilled at closing. Now, closing doesn't mean that you high-pressure people. Closing doesn't mean that you beg people or convince people. Can you share a little bit on some of the skills required to become an effective top-tier closer in the next 12 months? Because you unequivocally are one of the best.
Thank you, Jeff. It's really what you taught me about asking a series of questions that's going to lead to the result. And the questions have to be really specific. So, you know, I have a series of questions that I ask, and I know, you know, I mean, I don't know what the response is going to be always, but people are predictable, right? You always talk about how people are predictable. And I don't high-pressure people. I don't have an attachment to whatever's going to happen on that call. I personally believe that if they're not going to join me now, that they're going to join me eventually. And that's just my belief. I just feel like everyone's going to come back because they're eventually going to see what I see. Those are the people that are qualified.
And that's absolutely correct, is that you really are skilled at asking the questions. And you know, Alexis, we're nearing the bottom of the hour here. I've asked you many, many questions. I was able to ask you some great questions that gave people great insight. But not only is this call recorded, but you also have some top-tier products that are downloadable that people deserve to receive. You also do an online training course that I know that you're going to repeat in the fall. Could you share with the folks a little bit about some of your products that you put together in the last 2 years that allow people to be able to watch you on videos and some of your training that allow people to really take advantage of how systemized and organized you have become, and a little bit about some of your training courses will be available coming up?
Absolutely, Jeff. Thank you. Well, I had just recorded a Facebook training webinar. It was a 4-week webinar, and you know, I enjoy doing it because one of my passions is teaching. I'm a teacher at heart. So for me, doing this Facebook webinar with really all of the tips that I've trained my team on in Facebook, and again, keeping it really simple, we just had them all recorded, the Facebook training, and we're going to be doing again in the fall, was for $297. But we've recorded all of the webinars, and for, of course, Jeff, because I'm on your call and I love you, tonight I'm going to offer the Facebook webinar training, the recordings, for $127. It's all 4 weeks, and it really is all the nuts and the bolts of what I do for my team as far as training on Facebook. I never really, you know, do a lot of outside training just because I don't have a lot of time, and people have asked so many questions, and I get inboxes all day long from other people, from other teams, from other companies, you know, what do you do? What's the blueprint? And so here is the blueprint, and you can go to alexisromano.com, and you can, there's other products there also, my simple systems, which no bells and whistles. It's really just how I organize and set up my business with my 3-way calls, with my daily planner, my whiteboard. And by the way, Jeff, I've managed to carry over my systems, not just in my network marketing business, but my real estate business and how I really built every business. It's all the same because I keep it really simple for everything. So one has nothing to do with the other. It's just the same system. So with that being said, I have my Facebook training, which was a real success, and people, I've gotten great feedback from it. So, again, you can go to alexisromano.com, and you can just download it right there. If you are already a member, then you have access to it already. So,
and, Alexis, my inner team, Chris Yarn, Alon Amir, have all of your products. I make sure that they have them. I recommend them to the teams that I build, and also absolutely endorse you as one of the top female entrepreneurs in all of network marketing, direct sales, and one of the top multipreneurs that I have ever had the privilege of collaborating with. And I mean, your career is going even beyond the level that it's the next level at right now. You are you're in a very short period of time going to be one of the top income earners in the entire network marketing industries, in demand for magazines, interviews, and publications because of the team you built and the woman you have become. That is AlexisRomano.com. Is that right, Alexis? www.AlexisRomano.com?
Yes.
$127 for the four-week Facebook training course and also all of the other bonus content that Alexis shares with you on how to become a top tier. See, that's a top tier professional, network marketer, entrepreneur, someone who can really take your organization skills to the next level. Alexis, thank you for being on today's or tonight's call. You and I will be sharing the stage together this Saturday in Weehawken, New Jersey, for the first time since September of 2014. It's going to be a standing room only event. Alexis, thank you very much for being a great human being, a great friend, and someone that many, many people aspire to become. Thank you, Alexis.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you. It's such an honor to be on the call. I love you, and I thank you for everything that you've done for me and my entire team.
You are a first-class woman. Thank you, Alexis. Good night, everyone. I want to thank you for being on tonight's call. Once again, there is a one-day event this Saturday in Weehawken, New Jersey, from 9 to 4 at the Sheraton right on the Hudson River. Beautiful view right across the river of Manhattan. That event will be from 9 until 4. That is an absolute do not miss event. There's also going to be some great people there for you to connect with. The meetings during and after the meetings will be equally as valuable as some of the great content, because many of Alexis's team, top-tier network marketers and entrepreneurs, will be attending that event this Saturday. That would be March 28th, 2015. This call is officially a call. Have a great night, everyone.
Thank you, Jeff. Good night.